NPR.
From the WUFT Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm David Baraswain. The Gainesville Regional Airport will get some upgrades. The City Commission accepted a $6 million grant from the Federal Aviation Administration yesterday in their meeting. That's for a new commercial facility to host more private aviation. Harvey Ward is the mayor of Gainesville.
We get a lot of private aviation business into this airport, and it's all going through old, subpar facilities. So this will enable them to really welcome folks in a more professional and logistically useful way.
The city also will receive an additional $6 million grant from the FAA. It's to expand the area where the commercial aircraft park, known as the apron. The GNV CEO Paul Merlich says this creates space for larger, heavier planes.
That way we have more space either for future growth, adding another gate to allow for larger aircraft to be able to come in, and then to allow aircraft to use our airport while we're having weather issues that they can divert here and have a place to park.
Merlich says he expects construction for both projects to start in December. And the city of Ocala says it's lost almost $300,000 because of an email scam. The incident took place in April and only recently came to light. The city manager spoke about it recently in their meeting. He said he wanted to hold off on publicizing it because there's still an active police investigation. But he says he's made staff aware of the incident and that some of that money has been restored. This is WUFT.
Supported by Visit Gainesville.